just don't wanna quit. One wants a mate, one needs his mother. They either want space or they wanna smother me. And my poor heart needs somebody who can take it like a man, steady and strong. A promise I can write in stone. Take it like a man who knows about love, every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart, take it like a man. I met somebody right, wrong, I might have never known. If a friend hadn't brought it to my attention, he's got a wife before God to mention. Girl, leave that fool alone. I keep hoping and telling myself somewhere there's one good one left. 'Cause my poor heart needs somebody who can take it like a man, steady and strong. Not a lot of fuss and carrying on. True to a promise I can write in stone. Take it like a man who knows about love and every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart, like a I can ride in stone. Take it like a man who knows about love, every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart, take it like a man. Take it like a man.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former Governor Nikki Haley voting in her native South Carolina in that state's Republican presidential primary. Not expected to win, but telling reporters she hopes to be competitive.
We're going to be campaigning all day today, and then we're going to keep going all the way through Super Tuesday. That's as far as I've thought in terms of going forward.
Former President Trump pulling about 30 points ahead of Haley. 2 years to the day since Russia invaded Ukraine, with Ukraine running out of ammunition and artillery, Russia making gains and preparing a push on multiple fronts. Russian officials have given Alexei Navalny's body back to his mother following a week of stalling. It remains to be seen if the Kremlin, clearly fearful of a large crowd of supporters, lets him have a proper funeral in Moscow. U.S. officials say that a high-altitude balloon first spotted over Utah is now drifting over the Atlantic Ocean. They're calling it a hobby balloon, the incident calling to mind the Chinese spy balloon shot down just over a year ago. This is ABC News. Some signs of movement in efforts to free the hostages in Gaza. Israeli media citing sources saying that the Paris peace talks made significant progress. This as the Hamas-run health ministry reports the death toll in Gaza is nearly 30,000, aid groups warning of the potential for widespread famine. or from ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv.
There is concern about Israel's looming military operation in the southern city of Rafah and what that could mean for the million Palestinians who have taken refuge from the fighting there. Aid groups are saying they have nowhere else to go. And Israel is warning that they will go into Rafah if Hamas doesn't release the hostages by Ramadan, which starts in March.
The Federal Trade Commission is accusing tax preparer H&R Block of deceiving its customers. The federal agency says the business markets free tax preparation products, then pushes consumers to use more expensive ones. The FTC says one of the ways they do that is by deleting all of the data taxpayers have inputted once they try and downgrade from pricier options. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, breezy, highs in the mid-40s. South winds will gust 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight around 32. Mostly sunny and above normal for your Sunday, upper 40s. For Monday, a high near 60 degrees and quite breezy. Some rain on your Tuesday with a high near 50 degrees and some snow possible Tuesday night. Right now, 38 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heartbeat and fine teeth worth taking earthquake and time. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. Time.
man of mine.
Anybody? Anybody? National Tortilla Chip Day? Yeah, get them and dart dip. And also, did you know it's National Video Game Day? Yeah, my neighbor's kid, he's over there playing videos full time. I think he's like 42 or something. Got to get a job someday. But I'm sure he's celebrating today. Hey, Cody Johnson now. Here's the painter.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every walk. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw a canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came into the picture.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know Hank
gets gone and sang all night long. It's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me friction, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition.
Plum City Wolves, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one, broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian, so under your number I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
early stuff from the big dog daddy, the great Toby Keith. Here's Brantley Gilbert on meeting and getting to know Toby Keith.
One of the things about the Toby Keith tour that was awesome was, you know, meeting him and getting a relationship with him and learning from him. That's awesome. But another cool thing about that tour was meeting people that had been in his crew for 20 years that still talk good about him. Which, you know, to me, in this business, a lot of times it's cutthroat and you got to make some decisions. Sometimes people's feelings get hurt. But to have people that have worked for you for 20 years and still believe in you and talk good about you, dude did something right. And, you know, that's only something that I can hope. You know, at the end of the day, that's pretty much my long-term goal is, you know, all the guys that work for me and with me to look back after 20 years and say, you know what, that dude did right by me.
One of the keys to a successful future is a quality education. Today, thousands of young men and women are studying the ins and outs of farming and related fields as members of the FFA, taking the first step toward a successful career in agriculture.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
This FFA salute brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union, taking pride in serving the community and building something greater. Find out more. Visit WisconsinCU.org.
Whatever your industry or service, we know running your own business is a point of pride. Pride in serving the community and pride in building something greater. And at Wisconsin Credit Union, we take pride in helping you achieve it. By offering everything from business accounts to ACH services, business remote deposit and card processing. We also provide the latest online and mobile banking services to save you even more time. And because investing in your business is key to growing it, we provide great rates and fast local decision-making on loans. We even offer the convenience of applying for our Business Express loans online. But what truly sets us apart is the level of personal attention you'll receive from Wisconsin loan officers who really know the local business climate. Because, like you, we're also proud to be a part of it. To find out more about our business loans and services, just stop in or visit our website. Wisconsin Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Jen, nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double toe loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split as there's movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Raptor 250 from Atlanta Motor Speedway. Now, here's Doug Rice and Mark Garrow.
Welcome to Atlanta Motor Speedway as we get set for the second NASCAR Xfinity Series race of the season, the Raptor King of Tough 250. I'm Doug Rice, joined as always in the booth today by Mark Garrow. And Mark, how about introducing our special color commentator for today's activities?
A man who came this close to winning the Daytona 500 a week ago, Ross Chastain. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, boys. You did it about an inch with your fingers. I'd give it about 2 feet with my hands if I had to.
Well, when you're traveling 190 miles an hour, it's only that much.
Well, in my mind, it was a lot closer than it was. Looking back, I Tuesday morning quarterbacked it this Tuesday, just like everybody else. But live and learn. I went to bed knowing that I made a move, taking the white flag to win the Daytona 500. And no one can ever take that away from me.
Absolutely not. It was a great finish to the race, and William Byron was okay with it when you missed. If you'd got to the inside, probably would have beat him, but you didn't, and he should give you a Christmas card this year. He really should.
You know, we are actually buddies. He's one of the few that I would actually call a buddy of mine, so him and Bowman. So it was cool, all of us racing there at the end.
So we've got this race coming up here today for the Xfinity Series. Tell me about the anticipation level of these drivers having only done a qualifying lap.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it comes off of last week, and the ones that didn't get the finish they wanted to, they're looking to rebound. They're looking to, you know, their teams are telling them, we need points. They're looking to get stage points. They're looking to get that good finish. And, you know, for your RCR boys that are so fast, you know, the other end of the spectrum there of qualifying up front 2 weeks in a row, they're looking to control this field again.
What about Austin Hill? He wins the season opener at Daytona 3 years in a row. He joins, how about this for territory, Dale Earnhardt, Tony Stewart, Dale Jr. are the only guys to win three in a row at Daytona.
Yeah, he's just making it work, and it's not always going to plan. There are things that go wrong in the race, but you watch Austin, and you just see him never give up. And obviously, RCR and the ECR power of those two cars shows. With Jesse Love qualifying on the pole, first two races of his career, first driver in series history to ever do that. Yeah, definitely RCR has a lot going on, but Austin, through the years, 3 years now, here and at Daytona, has been able to continually cycle himself to the lead late whenever a lot of times guys get themselves taken out.
Qualifying was held earlier today for the Raptor King of Tough 250. And in the world of tennis, love means nothing. In the world of NASCAR Xfinity Racing, it's turned out it means you win the pole. We'll talk about that next, right here from Atlanta Motor Speedway.
A Raptor 250 on the Performance Racing Network is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. By Ambetter Health. Ambetter Health is America's number one marketplace health insurance. For more information, go to ambetterhealth.com. And by Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico.
Ambetter Health is proud to be the sponsor of the Atlanta Ambetter Health 400. Ambetter Health is on a mission to get everyone affordable, high-quality health insurance. Learn more about how we're paving the way at the Ambetter Health Fan Zone or by visiting ambetterhealth.com.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? This is Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, it's all about how to celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines at visitlasvegas.com. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your engines!
Reddick goes right to the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain tries to hold on the outside.
Truex on the inside, Byron in the middle, Chastain up high.
Hamlin now beginning to come to the front. He's got the edge now. He'll take the lead away.
Brian Blaney sliding down into the grass. There was a lot of bumping and grinding, and Blaney noses into the infield retaining wall.
Ross Chastain doing a great job. Truex right there, big in his mirror as they race down the backstretch here. Harrison Burton is spinning down the back straightaway. Everybody going to the top side. Here comes Kyle Larson. Larson dives to the bottom of the racetrack. He wants to lead all four.
Chris Buescher has trouble.
And a spin off of turn four. Yeah, we've got a ton of cars that are in this one, and Larson is certainly one of those cars.
Trouble coming out of turn four. Hamlin is sideways. The car spins down on the apron of the racetrack.
Byron takes that brightly painted number 24 to the front. He gets a big shove from Daniel Suarez.
This is PRN.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Let's meet the first of our three O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
AJ Allmendinger here, only running the one race this weekend. But last time you ran the Xfinity Series here in Atlanta, 2 years ago, two top tens. Can you duplicate that or even do a little better?
I'd like to think so, but, you know, these races are so unknown, and, you know, last week it definitely, I had felt like I hadn't been in an Xfinity car in a while, especially on a big oval like that, because it took me a while to even get comfortable in the race car. But this camper's in RV Chevy's, got speed in it. It felt stable by itself, so I don't know what that means once we go green, but, you know, I know if we don't make any mistakes, we stay out of the big wrecks, we'll have the opportunity to go win this race.
AJ Allmendinger starts 7th today. Wendy Venturini.
I'm with Haley Deegan, who starts 19th here in Atlanta. Haley, how confident are you feeling going into this Xfinity race here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here before in the truck series and stuff, but obviously it's different being an Xfinity car. Kind of weird showing up to the track, no practice. Very difficult for me being a rookie, trying to figure out these cars. And only racing here a few times in the past in a truck, so it's going to be a little bit different. I think in the beginning we're going to feel it out and try to go as hard as we can and just see what it gives us.
What is the expectation from, number one, the team, and the expectation from when you take in a lot of social media from your fans as well? It's a lot to take on your shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, the team's been awesome. They're super understanding. They understand the position they're in and we're in together of me trying to learn and them being new to the Xfinity series. So we both have a lot of goals that we want to accomplish. But I think they understand, along with me, that we're very new at this. And we're trying to make those headways as much as we can. So I think that we're both on the same mindset, which is awesome, and are trying to accomplish the same things.
All right, have fun out there. That's Haley Deegan. She starts 19th. Brett McMillan.
All right, Parker Kligerman, a couple of top 10s here last year. You guys haven't had any practice in these cars. You jumped in. You qualified. You did pretty well. So any angst as you get ready to go today?
I think the winds we got going on, the gale force winds we're experiencing, you know, that's going to make it pretty edgy into three, I'm guessing. But obviously, everyone at Big Machine Racing brought me a really fast bike-like cooler Chevy that hopefully is as fast as Xfinity Internet during this race, and we can, you know, get the handling right. But I think handling's gonna matter a little bit, which will be, you know, more like the summer race than the spring race. But we're, you know, a couple hundred feet from winning the spring race, and we were in the conversation to win the summer race. So I'm feeling optimistic, and I think I'm feeling good. I slept well. It's been a good weekend so far. No better way to cap it off and try and get this thing victory lane.
Sounds good. He's starting 5th today, Wendy Venturini.
It was fun. Justin Allgaier down here getting ready for the start of this Xfinity race. Not a lot of time to get a good feel for that race car. So how do you approach a race like that?
Well, I think anytime you come to a racetrack like this, first and foremost, it's really difficult because, you know, when we're super speedway style racing, it's you're kind of at the mercy of all the other drivers. But then also, too, when you condense it into a mile and a half, it's created some really exciting racing. But at the same time, as a driver and as a team, you don't really know what to expect. But, you know, this 7 team and all the guys on this Jarrett Logistics Camaro have really done a fantastic job, you know, all year last year and leading into this year. We've had speed everywhere we've gone so far. We just have to make sure that we mind our P's and Q's, put ourselves at the end. And obviously, you know, you always want to be as fast as Xfinity Internet. But at the same time, today is going to be more about a methodical, working your way through it, good pit stops, and just making sure you're there at the end. I mean, we saw with Kyle winning the truck race. He put himself at the right position when he needed to and won the race. So that's what we're going to have to do today.
All right, that's Justin Allgaier, who is always methodical. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
All right, Josh Williams, probably the best ride that you may have ever been in coming in here today. Good qualified effort. How do you feel getting into this car today?
I feel really good. Colleague brings some fast race cars to racetrack every weekend. So looking forward to it. It's pretty windy out here today, so we're going to be moving around a lot. Just try to stay out of trouble and be there at the end. That way so we can have a shot at this thing.
All right, I got to ask, can we assume, you start laughing, you know where I'm going. Can we assume that you're not going to stop at the start-finish line and just stand there this year?
The only plan I have at the end of the race is to stop on the front stretch and take a picture of that checkered flag.
That sounds pretty good to me. He starts 15th today, or 16th today, Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love with two poles in a row, feeling pretty confident coming into it, Atlanta. We know how fast that your team cars have been at this racetrack. Does that give you an extra boost of confidence getting in the seat?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, our Chevrolet Wheel and Engineering Camaro is super fast, and we showed that in qualifying. I think it's going to be a handful in the race, right? It's going to be a little warm out to start, and it's going to change a bit when it goes from day to night. So just about staying out front, my car is going to handle the best with clean air. So be cognizant of that and race really, really, really hard in the beginning of this deal to stay out front and establish that track position early is going to be key.
How important is it to have a racetrack like Atlanta where you haven't raced very much to try and get out there and get everything you can out of this race car?
Yeah, it's just about not thinking about it. You know, like my first lap around here was wide open, right? So, you know, I'm kind of thinking the same way for the race of not overthinking, not overdoing anything. Just being smart, but at the same time, you know, I'm not in a position if I want to go lock in the playoffs early to screw around at the beginning of the year, right? So I got to get all I can every time I'm on the racetrack. And if it works out, it works out. And some weeks it's not like Daytona last week. So when I do lose my track position because of pit stop stuff, I'm definitely going to be a little bit more reserved in the beginning until I know what I got. And then I'll be back to being really aggressive and try to get to the front.
All right, that's Jesse Love. He's starting from that top spot. Brett McMillan.
I am here with the defending series champ, Cole Custer. And, you know, we talk about that, and that's nice. It was great for the off season, but imagine after you walked into Daytona one time, everybody congratulated you, and it was like, all right, we're going to beat you this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really cool experience, you know, winning the championship. Our guys worked so hard for that, and they deserve everything from that. But when we come to 2024, I mean, we're ready to go. We want to get back going, and nobody cares. You know, we want to go out there and win every single race and be in competition to win. And I think we have a solid Haas Automation Ford Mustang today. Hopefully we can get a dark horse in victory lane. But this is going to be a crazy race. A lot of wind, and you just never know what to expect at this place. I mean, there's runs come so fast. You can make so many different moves. But hopefully we're just up there at the end.
Had a third-place finish here last summer. Starts 11th today. That's Cole Custer, Wendy Vittorini.
And Sammy Smith down here will start 14th today. Sammy, tell us about this racetrack and how you attack it with your driving style.
Yeah, it's different. You know, it's kind of a mixture of a speedway and intermediate track. I think the older it gets, the harder it is to drive just with handling and stuff. But I feel good about our car. We were just a touch slow in qualifying, but I think we put more handling focus into it than we did speed. So we'll see. It's very windy out today, and you know, it's going to go into the dark. So we'll see how it is.
All right, that's Sammy Smith, and he will start 14th today in that number 8. Brett McMillan.
Here with Brandon Jones. We're just talking about no practice. He goes out and qualifies, and now that you get in the car today and you got all this wind, how different is that going to make things for you guys?
Man, you certainly have got to do your homework before you get here. You know, if you showed up and expected to just be ready off the bat, you know, you're definitely not going to be. So, yeah, this affects us a lot for sure. But I expect us to be as fast as Xfinity Mobile today, and hopefully we're going to get up there and contend for a win. We got to come from the back, so it's going to be exciting.
All right, we're going to let him be introduced, and we're going to go back to Wendy Vittorini.
Hey, I'm with Chandler Smith down here, starts 12th today. Chandler, how much do you like this track in Atlanta and the driving style it takes with the draft of this?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting for sure. I miss old Atlanta, but for everything that everybody was saying this may have been and whatever, I'm pretty happy with the result that it is now. So, I don't know. I feel pretty good about our number 81 QuickTie product, Toyota GR Supra. I think it's going to be as fast as Xfinity Internet, and we just got to be there at the end so we can showcase it.
All right, that is Chandler Smith, and he starts 12th, Brett McMillan.
All right, Riley Herbst has had a couple good runs here and a great qualifying effort, starting 4th today. How important is it to stay near the front in a situation like this?
Well, I think it's just really important. Track position is going to be really big here. I think we have a really fast Monster Energy car. Hopefully we can keep it up front for all three stages, walk out of here with some really good stage points, a solid finish, and head to my home track of Las Vegas next week and try to go put it on them there again.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
That's Riley Herbst. Like we said, top 5 starting spot going off in the 4th spot. And we'll be back with more from Atlanta Motor Speedway right after this.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit Progressive.com. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built. On service.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway as we get for NASCAR Xfinity Racing action in the Raptor King of Tough 250. And our Brad Gilley got to catch up with Jim Muse.
Today's Raptor King of Tough 250 is about to get underway here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and we are joined by Jim Muse, the Global Vice President of Sales for Exalta Brands, which is the parent company of Raptor, as Jim tells us more about this tough protective coating.
So Raptor is a protective coating, and what it is a very highly durable, you'd almost consider it a bedliner type product, but what's happening now is it's really blown up to get outside of just the bedliner tough, durable protective coating into coating other things, whether it's wood or whether it's direct to steel or metal. It's become really a pretty universal product. It's a urethane-based product that is designed to be chemically resistant and super durable.
A brand-new Raptor paint scheme is on the car of Sam Mayer in today's Xfinity Series race, and Daytona 500 champion William Byron for tomorrow's Cup Series race with a brand-new Raptor High Heat product.
It is a do-it-yourself product, unlike other products out there. This high heat product just won an innovation award because it can handle up to heats of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So it becomes really good on areas like engines or calipers, anything to do with the wheels that need high heat resistance. So really, it's a special brand of our original Raptor that is going to be for more specialized usage for people that need that heat protection.
PRN would like to thank Raptor for sponsoring today's Raptor King of Tough 250.
We're back here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The drivers have been introduced, now heading towards their race cars and pit road.
Doug Rice, Mark Guerra, and we are thrilled to have Ross Chastain join us up here in the booth today as we live in anticipation of the start of today's activities here. And, Mark, let's go ahead and break down some of the big stories, and I want Ross to chime in on them. I don't think there's any bigger story rolling into this event today than what's going on with Austin Hill and what he can get done here today.
Doug, he has won two out of the four races since this racetrack was reconfigured and has, again, won three straight Daytona 500s in very select company there, as I mentioned before, Dale Earnhardt, Tony Stewart, Dale Jr., and is now trying to become the fourth different driver to win the first two races of the season, matching in 1986 Dale Earnhardt, 1995 Chad Little, 2008 Tony Stewart. It's been a long time since anybody's opened up the Xfinity Series season with back-to-back victories.
And, Ross, you were saying earlier, this is just not happenstance. He's got a feel for these high-speed racetracks, obviously, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they give him a fast car to start, but a lot of drivers have fast cars, and it's just not coincidence that Austin continues year after year and race after race to continue to cycle himself forward. And sometimes he makes moves, and even I watch, and I go, I don't know about that. And then he has to get back in line. He regroups, and he makes another one, and then it might look like it should work, and it doesn't. It looks like it should not work, and it does. You have to just keep trying. He has the speed in the car to do it. And there's times where he does have to keep his powder dry, I think, and it works out for him to get back up there when he needs to.
As a side note, these four races on the newly reconfigured Atlanta Motor Speedway split between RCR and JGR. They both have two wins.
Mark also coming in here, going away from Daytona. If you had a bad Daytona and you're racing for points this year, you can't afford to go in here and have another high number finish, 25 or higher.
Half dozen drivers, Doug, that are running all the races, have eyes on making the playoff, certainly making a deep playoff run, had tough Daytonas. All of these drivers finished 23rd or worse. Sammy Smith, Parker Kligerman, Jeb Burton, Josh Williams, Sam Mayer, and Haley Deegan. And you look at Jeb Burton, you look at Parker Kligerman, they had great Daytonas. They had a chance to win, got taken out by wrecks just by happenstance, but they cannot go back-to-back DNFs to start the year.
Yeah, I agree, guys. And you look at Jeb, right, and you see what Jordan Anderson Racing was able to do with Parker and Jordan finishing good. They bring three cars again here with Jordan tagging the tail of the field here. But you look at the 27 and 31 qualified right next to each other, and that's what you want to see. You want to see your teams building together, building that speed. So they won't be in the same line with them starting literally, or they're sitting on pit road nose to tail. They'll be offset, but from there they will have each other to hopefully, you know, work their way to the front.
And it looks like we're going to have an honest-to-goodness Sunoco Rookie of the Year battle on the Xfinity Series this year with the New Zealand driver Shane Van Gisbergen, qualified fifth, finished 12th at Daytona. Jesse Love on the pole at Daytona, on the pole at Atlanta. He led 34 laps at Daytona, won a stage, but had problems at the end. But it looks like those two guys are in good cars with good teams. They're good drivers. I think that's going to be a neat little Rookie of the Year battle.
And they're on the same campus, both at RCR, with Jesse being in the house car, the two, Shane being right across the parking lot in the College Racing entry. So I've been up there. I've lived that for several years ago, and I know what that's like. So I wasn't a rookie by any means. So Shane has been awesome, though, with him being a track house driver. We train together. We see each other. We live pretty close to each other. And he's just soaking it all in, and he's good enough to soak it in and study all of us that have been doing it a little bit longer in this form, and beat us in it if we're not careful.
And Ross, I guess it was less than a year ago that most American race fans were introduced to Shane Van Gisbergen, and he goes to Chicago, shocks everybody by winning the street course. Is he still drinking out of a fire hose as far as learning about American stock car racing?
Put me in that bucket of surprised as well. I mean, I watched him prepare for that race, and what his mentality was and what he was looking for was different than me, and it showed. He flat out beat us. So whenever I see Shane, he has a smile on his face, first of all, even when coming out of Daytona with, you know, wrecked race cars in ARCA and Xfinity. But he hit the gym just like we all did Tuesday morning, and was there to learn. So yes, here at Atlanta, even more than Daytona, he will have to learn quick. These corners are so much tighter that it will take a minute for him to get comfortable, if he ever does today.
So we'll take a break and come right back to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand.
NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Today's broadcast, again, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. So glad you could join us on a beautiful Saturday afternoon at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Just moments earlier, prior to the Truck Series race, Michael McDowell wins his first career pole position as he takes the Bennebone Ford to the top spot with a speed of 178.844. He shares the front row with Joey Logano. Logano won, McDowell two at Daytona. Here at Atlanta, McDowell won, Logano two. And that race, by the way, getting underway tomorrow here on PRN at 2 o'clock Eastern Time.
Our Progressive Keys to Victory Lane. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Going to put Ross Chastain on the spot. What's the one thing you feel like a competitor has to do today if they want to wind up in victory lane here at Atlanta?
Beat RCR. That is first and foremost. But handling will come into play. You know, I think Sammy Smith mentioned it earlier when we came on air about the sun coming down and setting this evening. It's going to get low. They're going to be blinded into turn one. They're going to keep sun on three and four longer. One and two is already almost completely shaded, except for the turn-in point, which is really important when you're three wide. So definitely avoiding the attrition. We will not see this many cars finish as they're starting the race, as we know. And, yeah, that's all. Finish and beat RCR.
Now, Kyle Busch won the Truck Series race, 65th win on the Craftsman Truck Series, and between NASCAR's top three touring series, now 230 trips to victory lane.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Doubleheader action here today at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Earlier today, it was the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and the Freight Racing 208. Big shock. It was Kyle Busch adding to his impressive win total.
Again, two.